how are things going in terms of NSABP B38, and can you review that design and where you're at with that study?
NSABP B38 is a study that was very practical, comparing TAC chemotherapy to the dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel given the 175 per meter squared every 2 weeks. And then the third arm was the AC paclitaxel with gemcitabine given every 2 weeks also. And we designed it this way because at the time we really wanted to put a biologic in, but there wasn't anything available. So we thought, well, what a people want to know. I mean, they want to know if TAC is better than dose-dense, or is dose-dense the be-all and end-all of things. And we wanted to make some progress and advance things, so we added in the gemcitabine based on Kathy Albane's data in metastatic disease. So that trial has been doing extremely well. The accrual has just been outstanding. In fact, I think last month we had 234 patients. So we're almost completed accrual. It will be completed in May, 4,800 patients. And
probably, how long did it take to get the 4,800 patients?
It's been about 2.5 years.
Wow,
so it was
amazing.
Way ahead of accrual.
Wow, incredible.
So to me, that says that people in the community and the academic community are interested in answering this question, because they did put their patients on, found it relatively well tolerated. If you look at the toxicity, the TAC chemotherapy had single-digit febrile neutropenia rate, which is surprising. It may have been due to pegfilgrastim rather than the GCSF, but it was less than on our previous study. I don't remember the current number, maybe 6 or 7% febrile neutropenia, which is pretty low.
That's with growth factors.
With PEG. Hmm. Most people are using PEG now. I mean, I don't have those numbers.
Sure.
But
when do you think you might have your first efficacy results?
I am not sure about that, because I don't know the number of events exactly. We're predicting in 08 that maybe we'll have the first interim analysis, but that's always up in the air.
Now, are the patients stratified based on receptor status, or how are you going to look at the issue of receptor status?
They are stratified on receptor status, and they initially could have had HER2-positive disease. This was before all the Herceptin data came out, so we probably have a few patients. I don't know exactly how many that have HER2-positive disease, but very few.
So essentially, you'll be able to provide an answer to this randomization for both ER-positive, ER-negative tumors.
I hope so, yes, because it was stratified for that.
Any predictions?
I predict that the dose-dense will not be better than TAC therapy, and that the gemcitabine arm may come out the best.
What do you think you'll see in terms of ER-positive tumors?
It may be equal. I think the reason I hesitate on that is because I think one of the reasons why TAC chemotherapy in the study that was presented had efficacy in those patients who had ER-positive disease was possibly because there was a higher rate of amenorrhea in those patients, and it may be a hormonal effect due to ovarian ablation. So I don't know what it is going to be with dose-dense chemotherapy or dose-dense chemotherapy with gemcitabine. If you look at the couple of studies that have compared ovarian suppression or ablation with dose-dense versus not, there was no difference. So it may be, I predicted that the gemcitabine would be better. It may be in ER-positive that the TAC may be better, because you may have more ovarian suppression.
Interesting.